Hey, you can enter our uniform drawing contest for a chance to win a jersey from the Preds, Nashville SC, Sounds, Vanderbilt Football, MTSU Basketball. Download a jersey template from thegamenashville.com, or you can draw up your own and submit it for your chance to win. Game listeners will then vote for the top three uniforms from every category, hockey, soccer, football, basketball, and baseball, with the winner getting a jersey from that sport. Enter today at thegamenashville.com. Have you had the opportunity, Chase, to check some of these out?
I have, and we've actually started the voting process. So you guys will appreciate this. Our first one was a hockey jersey, and it was a 102.5 The Party throwback.
Oh, wow.
So that was awesome. Today you can vote on football. So just go to our 102.5 The Game Twitter page or the Facebook page, and you can do that. So we have started the voting process for those. So pretty fun, a lot of creativity, something to do during this time, and you all have been fantastic.
By the way, this August will be our 9-year anniversary.
How about
that? ESPN 102.5 The Game. Hard to believe, 9 years this August. Let's talk to Candace Story Lee. Today, Vanderbilt announced that she indeed is going to be in a permanent role as their athletics director. She has been in that role on an interim basis, but now it gets the full-time role, and I don't think that really surprised anybody, but it was cool to hear the official announcement. Candace, congratulations. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, at least you get to take over. You know, everything's normal and quiet, nothing really weird going on. So
yeah,
you know,
there's not a pandemic or anything.
No, should be pretty business as usual, right? Did they hand you a manual when they said congratulations with the full-time job and here's a manual on how to handle all this?
I know. I think that we all are learning that we're writing the manual as we go. So
yeah.
I suppose I should take some solace in that. But all jokes aside, everybody's been wonderful. And, you know, we couldn't have predicted this, but it comes with the territory. So I'm thankful.
You're right. In all seriousness, how has it been the last 2+ months trying to navigate through something none of us have ever experienced before?
I know that everybody throws around the word unprecedented, but that really does. I mean, that's really the best word because it's something that we've never seen. I would say that in the midst of really challenging circumstances, I've been just very humbled to see people come together, to see collaboration across the aisle. Of course, we're just focused first and foremost on the health and safety of our community. And I feel like there are some silver linings. You know, we have to learn how to operate in a new normal, and it's not without its challenges, but very grateful to be a part of a team that's working really hard to do the very best we can under these circumstances.
So you're now going to be forever a trivia question. You'll be an answer to a trivia question. You're going to be the first female AD in the SEC, first African-American female, obviously, first African-American AD in the SEC. So, in all seriousness, and that wasn't a flippant comment, that's actuality.
Sure,
I mean,
sure.
You are really going to be a trivia question down the road. But
trivia, so that's
so. Right. So do we. We love trivia, Candace. So what does this, in all seriousness, mean to you?
It's really hard for me to articulate, to be honest with you. It's difficult because the significance of the situation is not lost on me, but I also feel a huge responsibility because the gravity of it, like the opportunity to lead something that I believe in very strongly and I know is important, and to make decisions that affect, you know, our fan base, our young people, our university. I mean, that's a huge responsibility. But I also know that, and I've said this before, and I am serious about it, that, you know, I'm so appreciative to have this opportunity. And I know that there are, and, you know, all jokes aside about being answer to a trivia question, but there's a whole lot more trivia questions out there, people who could be great answers because they have the skills and they have the wherewithal, but they just haven't been given the opportunity. And so if this is a chance to create more opportunities for people, I mean, that's probably the most significant part of it. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful for it.
And you know, we told you this the last time you joined us. Everybody we've talked to around the program, either currently or have been there, you know, that are alumnus, whatever, everybody basically has the same message about you and their dealings with you. It's all been very, very positive and glowing about you as a person and just your love for the school and just everything about you. You know all the challenges. You know, we got into that last time, but why now you've had even more time since the last time we spoke to reflect. And yeah, geez, now we all have had more time, right, to reflect on things, because things have really slowed down. Has anything changed in your mind about this job and kind of what you just said, the gravity of what you are now embarking on a full-time basis? And you are it. You are the athletics director at Vanderbilt, and you know it comes with challenges. But the reflection time during this pandemic, has it changed anything on your end?
I would say if anything's changed, it's just, again, the understanding to a deeper degree what the responsibility is. And I, you know, some people call it challenges. I call it opportunities for us because, you know, there's some unique opportunities. And, you know, when you talk about, I very much appreciate what you said about people, you know, saying nice things and hearing from alums and hearing from everybody has been incredible. But it just reminds me of how significant it is, because it's not just about me. And I know that I've never thought that it was. I know that we have a greater community to serve and a greater responsibility and a fan base that believes in us. And I'm excited about that. You know, when Susan Winty and Daniel Dearmeyer said, you know, we've got a great opportunity here and it's a heavy lift. We're gonna do some great things together. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And, you know, again, there are some opportunities. There are some unique dynamics, but I mean, Vanderbilt attracts highly motivated, talented people, and we have an opportunity to continue to do some great stuff and then to grow in the areas where we need to focus more attention. And so it's a great opportunity. It's very, very humbling, and I'm really excited to partner with everybody to keep moving forward.
We're talking to Candace Story Lee, named the Vanderbilt Athletic Director officially today. No more interim tag. And Candace, you know how happy I am for you, and Aaron is as well. We were celebrating this morning when we saw the news. I know somebody else who would be really proud if you were with us today. Needless to say, David Williams, a huge influence on you, and I think it's safe to say he's a guy that could envision you in this role here today, going back a good ways. Just tell people his influence on you.
Another thing that's difficult to articulate, you know, he had a huge heart. He cared about people. He was not swayed by naysayers, because he was focused on serving young people and serving student athletes and making a difference and having an impact in ways that not everybody could always see. I'm eternally grateful for the time that I was able to spend with David. And now it's hard for me to articulate it, because it runs very deep, but I will just say that I'm so grateful for the time that I was able to spend with David, and I learned some lessons from him that I still, they're ringing loud in my head. You know, there are so many things. I think about these current times, and you know, David was a brilliant thinker and a very deep thinker, and he would have so much to say about this pandemic and responses and, you know, how to strategize. Just a brilliant thinker, but had an even bigger heart. And so I appreciate you asking about him. He was such a very important mentor to me, still is. And I've been very fortunate to have been supported and surrounded by really, really good people. And I'm just excited to pay it forward.
We know what's going on every college campus. There's so much to think about, so many things they're trying to figure out. So I'm curious how they broke the news to you. Who was it, and how did you learn, okay, Candace, you've got the job now?
It was, incoming Chancellor Dearmeyer broke the news to me. And, you know, we had to do it over Zoom, but it was great, and followed by, I guess you could sort of say, shared with Daniel Dearmeyer and Susan Wente, and I it's a great moment. It's a great moment, and I'm really excited to work with them both. Very excited.
Candace Story Lee is with us, the athletic director at Vanderbilt University. And, you know, Candace, one thing that we always tend to hear with Vandy is, you know, how unique of a job it is, whether you're a coach or an AD, just because of everything involved with academics and how important academics are there. But as someone that played sports there, went to that university, has been in the athletic department for so long, you know, what are some things that have prepared you as you've worked your way up the ladder for this job that, you know, okay, you can hit it head on with all the uniqueness involved in the job as AD?
Well, you know, I hope that having been a student athlete here is helpful and beneficial. Having said that, I know that there are also things that I don't know about the student athlete experience. I won't pretend to say that just because I experienced it one way that that's how everyone experiences it. But, you know, I think to have watched and to have the relationships that I've had on campus and to just understand the culture, it's an opportunity, right? Because you understand the hand that you've been dealt and what you're dealing with and where the opportunities are. You understand it, and then you also have a chance. Like, you can't change something that may need to be changed, right? That's not, I'm not even pointing fingers any way particularly. I'm just saying you can't, if you feel like there's an area where you need to focus attention or change things, I think it's hard to do that if you don't understand dynamics. And, you know, to have the opportunity to do it at a place that served me, I'm very excited about that. And I just think, you know, what I've seen, and this isn't new, but certainly in the last few months from taking on the interim role, just a significant amount of support and investment within, and just starting within Vanderbilt, it's been tremendous. It's been tremendous. And, you know, we've talked before about, you know, changing the narrative and what, you know, people's experiences have been. I can just talk about my experience, and, you know, I think that this is a special time for us, for Commodore Nation, for Vanderbilt. It's a special time for a lot of reasons, and I'm excited. I'm excited. You know, I've never signed up to do anything easy in my life. But just because something may not be easy, it does not mean it's not worthwhile. And it does not mean that you can't be successful.
Absolutely.
And so I'm excited.
Absolutely. And we're excited for you, I'm sure you can tell with this. Now, Willie had a nice conversation with Coach Mason. And we talked to Coach Stackhouse yesterday. And, you know, one thing that stood out is their love of music. And Coach Mason even went as far to say that, you know, he's got the turntables. So we started the show discussing this. I think we need to get Coach Mason out at practice on the ones and twos. And we think that you're the one that can make that happen. You get out there too. How fun would that be to open it up when everything's open up again and have Coach Mason on the turntables getting practice going?
On the ones and twos. I love that. I think I can help make that happen. I know some people, so I think we can make that happen. That's great. And, you know, Jerry also knows music. Jerry also can sing. You know, it's different. Like, it's different when people love music, but they can also sing. You know, I love music too, but I would never try to sing. But those two guys, they are, they do love music. They're incredible. And I think there's a lot of fun things we can do with that. So, yes, that's a great idea.
Coach Stack said his jam was New Edition, so what's your jam?
Yeah, oh, I, you know what? I saw that. That's kind of my jam, too. So I'm just going to steal that. I'm with that. Oh, yeah.
He said, Cool It Now. He's all about Cool It Now.
I thought everybody who loved New Edition was really about Can You Stand the Rain. I mean, right?
That's a good one. That is good.
I mean, come on. Let's
yeah, they
honest.
Mature. That's more of a mature them. Version, a more mature New Edition.
Yeah,
they grew up a little
grown.
Bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
We know you got to go. Thanks for your time, as always. One of these days, we'll do this in person. You know, one of these days.
I know. Let's get to the other side, and let's definitely do it in person. But thank y'all so much. I appreciate the support. Thank you so much, and I hope that you and your family stay safe and healthy.
Same to you. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
All right, that is Candace Story Lee. She is the new AD at Vanderbilt. We'll come back and wrap up the third hour next.